Yo, what's up? It's your man K, the host for Mad Mondays on Urban City Unplugged. I'm just giving you a little tidbit of things that I'm thinking in the world of sports. The Cavs will take on Golden State for the fourth year in a row in the NBA Finals. Yeah, I said it. The fourth year in a row. And, you know, far as the national pundits and the national media, we've been counted out already. They're already talking about where LeBron's gonna go, July 1st. Where really nobody knows, and the fucked up part about it is, this ain't even June yet. National media, far as I'm concerned, we should do a no-fly zone for the national media, such as ESPN, Fox Sports. Because the hate for Cleveland that they are showing, that shit is real. Believe that. And I'm like this, if you don't fuck with the land, don't come to the land. That's my attitude. As far as I'm concerned, going into it, as far as the series of Golden State, I'm just going to observe as if I'm real one lucky fan. Because you got to think about it. Going to the finals four straight years in a row, that is mind-boggling. And that's something I never, ever seen happening. Whether we win or lose, as long as the Cavs give it a good fight, I can live with the results. As far as the LeBron thing, as far as whether he's leaving, if he leaves, it's cool. It's all good if he leaves. You know, hey, he did what he said he was going to do. He brought us a championship. Hey, he might bring us two. You never know. That's why they play the game. I remember a while back when Buffalo was supposed to play the New York Giants in the Super Bowl. And everybody kept saying that Buffalo was just going to demolish the Giants. But that's why you play the game. Giants end up coming on top. And it happened in the Super Bowl a couple years ago with Denver and Carolina. Nobody gave Denver a chance against Carolina. But Denver pulled it out. It was like one year with the L.A. Dodgers against the Oakland A's. Nobody gave the Dodgers a chance in 88. Then when Kirk Gibson hit that game-winning grand slam to win the game and the L.A. Dodgers swept the A's, that's what opened people's eyes. So all I'm saying is, we don't know what's going to happen. They got to play. And we'll see what happens when they play. If the Cavs win, good. If they lose, hey, far as all the national pundits and everything expected, they expect the Golden State to win. Golden State this, Golden State that. But hey, that's why they play the games. Also, I want to go to the Cleveland Indians real quick. The Indians have won like four or five straight. Corey Kluber shut down the Chicago White Sox today. I don't know if it was 9-0 or 9-1, but Kluber is beasting this year. He's in the top five of ERA, and he's probably in the top five of strikeouts and in the top on victories. That man, give that man his props where it's due. And he actually probably might be one of the pitchers online to maybe start for the American League in the All-Star game. And also, the Tribe's bats have woken up, too. It seemed like ever since they moved Michael Brantley in the two-hole, and put Jason Kipnis in the seventh hole, hey, the offense has been electric. I witnessed it Sunday when I went to the game when they was playing Houston, and they was down five runs down in the bottom of the ninth, and they came back and eventually pulled it out in 14 innings. So shout out to the Tribe. Keep doing what y'all do and everything. So for them right now, it's your man Keith Allen of Mad Mondays. I'm just giving you my opinion on the sports moment. Peace. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.